Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is rejecting calls he stepped down after nearly $500,000 in cash and tens of thousands more in gold bars was found in his home. Menendez predicting he'll prevail in federal court in his bribery case.
I recognize this will be the biggest fight yet, but as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
According to an indictment, Menendez took cash, gold, and a luxury car in exchange for using his position as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to help Egypt and New Jersey business associates. Menendez has held office for nearly five decades. He was cleared in a previous bribery case in 2017 when jurors could not reach a unanimous decision. The gunman who carried out a racially motivated mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso is agreeing to pay victims' families more than $5 million. Aaron Montes of member station KTEP has more.
A federal judge signed off on the amount of restitution today. Patrick Cusi has pleaded guilty to murder and hate crimes in federal court in February. He killed 23 people and wounded more than a dozen in 2019. The then 21-year-old drove more than 600 miles from the Dallas area to target Hispanic shoppers in El Paso. Crucius was sentenced to 90 consecutive life terms in federal prison. He faces the death penalty in Texas. A hearing to schedule that trial is set for this afternoon. I'm Aaron Montes in El Paso.
France is pulling its ambassador and 1,500 troops out of the African country of Niger after a coup there 2 months ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports it's a blow for French diplomacy.
At first, France held on, saying it did not recognize Niger's anti-French junta, but things became too difficult. The French ambassador could no longer leave the embassy. French soldiers could no longer venture off their base. Macron announced on TV that France would pull out of its former colony, but reminded viewers it had been invited at one time into Niger and other countries in the region.
D'abord, nous sommes au Niger.
We were asked to come and help fight terrorism, said Macron. We had soldiers die in the Sahel to keep the jihadists from taking over. Anti-French coups in Mali and Burkina Faso in the last couple years have also pushed out French troops and ended French influence. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A tentative deal between Hollywood writers and the studios has been hammered out, heralding the possible end to a nearly five-month-old strike. The agreement, which still has to be ratified by striking members, is raising hopes a crippling strike that has shut down movie and TV filming could be nearing an end. However, even if 11,000 writers approve the deal, the union representing upwards of 150,000 actors remains on strike. Stocks closed modestly higher in Wall Street today. The Dow was up 43 points. This is NPR. Georgia's top elections official, Brad Raffensperger, says he's focused on ensuring trust from voters and moving forward as the state remains at the center of a sprawling criminal case against former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Raffensperger recently spoke with member station WABE. Lily Oppenheimer reports.
Back in 2020, Trump notoriously called and pressured Raffensperger to find enough votes to defeat Joe Biden in Georgia. Now Kemp has vowed to back Trump against Biden if he wins the GOP nomination. Raffensperger says he's not endorsing any candidates, but he's got Kemp's back.
I obviously told everyone that I supported my governor because after the race that we had in 2020, Governor Kemp and I, sometimes it felt like we were standing alone.
As Trump claimed there was widespread voter fraud in Georgia's election system, Raffensperger got harsh criticism from the GOP and even death threats. Both Raffensperger and Kemp have said fellow Republicans need to leave claims that the 2020 election was stolen behind them. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
A capsule containing material from an asteroid made it safely back to Earth over the weekend. Capsule jettisoned from the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, parachuting back to Earth after a seven-year journey to the asteroid Bennu and back. Scientists say they expect to get at least a cupful of space debris from the asteroid, which will allow them to learn more about the dawn of our solar system. OSIRIS-REx is already headed back into space towards another asteroid. Crude oil futures prices were mostly flat, ending the session at $89.68 a barrel in New York today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.